This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, good morning. Let's see if we could condense the Chafetz Chaim's take on the difference between Yehoshua and Kalev. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Yehoshua. He added the letter Yud, and he said, Ka Yoshiach me'atzas meraglim. And yet Moshe did not daven for Kalev. Why not? Why didn't he daven for Kalev? By the way, yesterday we said Gishmak alumdus. The Mesillas Yesharim says the whole motivation of the Meraglim is they were afraid they were going to lose their Nasius when they entered Eretz Yisrael because there would be a Melech. Now who would be the Melech? From Shevet Yehuda. So probably it would be Kalev. So Kalev never had the bias to begin with. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew he didn't have to daven for him. Anyway, but that's the kasha of the Chafetz Chaim. Why did Moshe daven for Yeshua and not for Kalev? And then later it says Kalev went to Hebron. He went to daven for himself. Why didn't Yeshua go there? Also, it says at the end of the parsha, "Va'avdi Kalev Ekev Hoisa Ruach Acheras Imai Va'yimale Acharai." Why isn't Yeshua praised in that way? He also opposed the Meraglim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, there are two paths in Jewish leadership. There is the transparent, overt, clear path, and then there's diplomacy. They're both valid. They're both legitimate. For example, let's say there are winds of bad ideology that you're contending with, and how do you deal with, let's say you're an association of people who have a bad or corrupt ideology, and you need to somehow influence them or dispute them? You could either take them head on, or you could make believe that you're agreeing with them until you have the opportunity to oppose them. And then you'll be able to offer the opposition view at a time when you're not, so to speak, in danger and have to confront them head on. Now, each of these paths, the transparent, overt path and the diplomatic path, they each have a maila and they have a chesaron. And the first path, the overt path, that diplomacy, the problem is if you're going to be diplomatic with them, then slowly, your own convictions will weaken. You'll say, no, I'll tell them about the phones later, you know, when I have the right opportunity. Meanwhile, you're sitting next to them, you're davening with them, you're living with them. And slowly, your sensitivity to the issue begins to fade, and you don't feel it with the same urgency anymore. And it weakens your own resolve. On the, similar to a guy who's standing outside in the winter in freezing subterranean temperatures, slowly his internal warmth begins to dissipate. However, if you constantly fight them and you constantly offer your viewpoint, then you're strengthening your resolve and you never weaken and your own position never fades, and you won't ever weaken in your own position and in the correct position. The problem is you're endangering yourself because it's dangerous. They could hurt you. They could attack you. They could damage you. On the other hand, in the diplomatic approach, you're more safe. You're more secure. They think you're one of them. They think you agree with them. And another maila is that if you curry favor with them and you rub shoulders with them, then when you return back to the rest of the Jewish people, they're expecting you to report back that in agreement with them, and then you could sort of stab them in the back and surprisingly offer your view. Now, says the Chafetz Chaim, Yehoshua and Kalev took two diametrically opposed paths in their leadership. Yeshua fought the Meraglim the entire time, from beginning to end. He said, you have bad motives, you have ulterior motives. You're going to cause disaster to the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu has been loyal to us. Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest leader in history. But his life, Yeshua's life was in danger. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a daven for him. Ka Yoshiacha. But Kalev was very diplomatic. He didn't need that bracha, because they thought he was in agreement with them. And when they came to Chevron and they saw Achiman, Sheshai, Talmai, immediately the Meraglim had their evil plans to speak badly against Eretz Yisrael, and Kalev contemplated how should he accord himself, and he decided to do Echad Bepev, Echad Belev. Yeah, this is terrible, this is a disaster. Boy, are we going to say something about Moshe Rabbeinu. And then, but Kalev was afraid that his spiritual standing would descend. Kalev was afraid that his own resolve would dissipate. And therefore Kalev went all by himself to Davin and Chevron, that Hashem should give him siyata d'shmaya, that with this diplomatic approach, it shouldn't affect him, it shouldn't influence him. Now, as the Meraglim are returning from Eretz Yisrael to speak about Eretz Yisrael, to Moshe Rabbeinu and to Klal Yisrael, they said to themselves, look, obviously we're saying the truth, because there's only one dissenting view, Yehoshua and Echad Chad Kaman Deles Adamya. So Kalev begins to speak up. Is this the only thing that Ben Amram did? So the Meraglim pipe up. Whoa, this Kalev, he's really going to give it to Moshe Rabbeinu. Look how disparagingly he's speaking. And they figured he'd lay it on. And the Meraglim were silent. And now Kalev stabs them in the back. The whole time they thought he was on their side, and Kalev says, he took us out of Mitzrayim, and he split the sea, and he gave us the man, and he gave us the Torah. And they were stunned. They were speechless. Here, Kalev pulled off a great stunt. It was like the Mossad. You know, they thought he was on their side, and in the last second, he stubbed them in the back. Therefore, we find in Tosefta, sometimes Yeshua is mentioned before Kalev, and sometimes Kalev is mentioned before Yeshua, to say they're both shkulim. What do you mean? Yeshua was greater than Kalev. Moshe Masar Torah Yeshua. The Kavana is regarding these two paths. These are two legitimate paths. Moshe Rabbeinu, the path of Yeshua was fraught with physical danger, and the path of Kalev was fraught with spiritual danger. So Moshe Rabbeinu had a daven for Yeshua's physical security, and Kalev had a daven that Hashem should save him spiritually. Maybe you could ask, why did Moshe Rabbeinu daven for Kalev's spiritual success? And maybe this is a proof that you can't daven for someone's spiritual success, because Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyira Shamayim. That's their Bechira Chavshas. You can't daven for someone's spiritual success. As the Marsha says in Masechta Brachais, that how could Bruria daven that they could do tshuva, but Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyira Shamayim. Anyway, this is a classic interpretation of the Chafetz Chaim of the difference between Yehoshua and Kalev. Have a good day.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.